previously on 2 Past Midnight.
Guys, there's somebody out there.
Boom! And there's a giant fucking explosion outside.
This is Remington G6 Actual. Over.
Shit, Doc, give them our location. We got our guys out there. We don't know where the fuck our people are.
We've got, I'm sorry, sir. I didn't catch your name.
Right. I didn't introduce myself. Major Winkler, 3rd Cav, Regimental G6.
There's somebody there talking to Doc that I don't recognize.
Anybody I recognize?
You recognize him as the command and control officer from 3rd Cavalry.
Wait, sir, did you say that there were longhorns on that tank?
Yeah, it's the damnedest thing I'd ever seen.
So yeah, so Harrison, you had just pointed out to Emmett that was the tank that Keanu was in. And the reason why you remembered it specifically was because it was UT Austin and you hate them.
Fuck them longhorns.
Oh, and it's afternoon and cloudy, in case anyone is curious. What do you guys want to do?
Captain Peterson, you got a minute?
Yeah, I ain't got nothing but time.
So, Major Winkler kind of walks off from the Humvee, at least out of earshot from the rest of the soldiers, and he's like, look, Captain Peterson, I understand that currently I outrank you, and I'm not here to step on your dick, all right? I don't want to take over your unit, your guys, your fire team. It's yours. I'm just tagging along until we can link up with the rest of 3rd Cav or I can make my way back, all right? So I just want to make sure that there's a clear understanding between us. I'm not trying to take your guys. You're in command here. I don't want to step on your dick. You understand what I'm saying? I'm just tagging along. You let me know what you need and I'm going to help out as best as I can.
I appreciate that, Major, but, I mean, really, rank ain't meant much to this group for quite some time. As far as the captain insignia, it really, it's for guys like you who may come up here and try and, you know what I mean, puff his chest out and strut around here like a banty rooster. We just ain't got time for that. So, if you're willing to work with this team, and you can be trusted and know how to use a firearm, we would be more than glad to have you. This rank doesn't really mean much to the rest of this group.
I get that. And I'm sure mine doesn't mean much to them either.
No, not even in the least. Can you handle a firearm? Do you bring anything to the table? Can you hunt, fish, take a watch without falling asleep? Carry your own weight, aren't a dick, help us reach our objectives, and watch each other's back. I mean, that's really how this group came to be. Me and Cole and Murph over there, we spent quite some time in a POW. Harrison is lucky to be alive. He almost died in Parju, and he tried to steal from us. His partner in crime is actually dead for that. And then, Doc, we, picked up after the last member with some rank came around trying to puff his chest out. So this is our group now, and we're kind of a, I don't know, not like a family, but, a working relationship, all with, basically the goal of staying alive is where we're at. So if you're willing to become a member of that, we'll have you.
I get that.
Like you said, if you're trying to come here and pull rank and whatnot, we ain't got time for it. Survival is first and foremost. I'm looking for my boy, Keanu. That's who Harrison said he thinks that the tank that you saw might be. But honestly, right now, I think this unit, we were trying to catch up to the rest of our party. We had some refugees and some other military members that were with us. They were behind us as we brought the vehicle up here. The Hummer ran out of gas, and after we ran out of gas here, waiting for the rest of the party to catch up, we never found the party. We're pretty sure we don't know what happened to them.
Oh,
we went back to their last known location and found tank tracks and tire tracks and no footprints leading away from their last known whereabouts, so...
Shit.
Yeah. My main objective is to find my son, but I also don't believe I'm going to be able to leave women and children go.
I get that.
I mean, we're talking infants, and I believe that became our primary objective once we lost the rest of our party, is trying to find out where they've gone. I'm grateful that we found the tank with the Longhorns. Hopefully Keanu's still a part of that tank. And if he is, that's probably the safest place he could be right now. But as far as those women and children, they've got zero chance of defending themselves. And so I think we're going to have to take it upon ourselves to figure out where they've gone.
That's quite a task for exactly six people. And seems like one of them's not doing so well.
Well, the last time that we liberated some refugees, we did it with four. And a little bit of luck and a little bit of God's blessing, so...
I'll lend a hand where I can. There's strength in numbers, I know that. But ultimately, my end is headed west. That's where the main bulk of our forces are. So we gotta get back, or else we're gonna end up getting stranded in Europe.
Well, we spent 6 months in a POW camp, so I pretty much believe that God's will be what it is. What I know right now is last known whereabouts of our refugee friends was to the north. We're going to have to kind of make a detour out and around. We came into some heavy radiation. I mean, thick as snow. So we're going to probably have to try and move out and around that. See if we can't pick up the scent again. And we'll try and get you west. Best we can promise you is we'll try and keep you alive as long as we can.
I don't know if it's going to be such a good idea trying to track them down. Do you know what size force they got?
Not a clue. All I know is leaving women and children to the four winds and whatever devices those other people may have isn't going to make it so I can sleep at night.
Shit. That's not going to sit good with me either.
Yeah, my son's with that tank brigade. But he's to where he can take care of himself. I'm going to keep fighting to find him, but I can't sleep if I know I let mamas and babies go to their death.
All right, I'll back your play. And Major Winkler starts walking back to the Humvee.
Emmett will walk back over with the rest of the group also.
Cole's kind of pacing back and forth. All right, guys, what are we doing here? We can't just sit here. We got a lead to the south. I said we get heading that way.
What do you guys think we should fucking do? We got all of our people... God knows where, with God knows who and how many. Or we could keep going west, try to catch up to, I don't know how we're going to catch up to a friggin' tank. We don't have a vehicle anymore. But try to catch up to Keanu. That's always been our primary mission.
I agree.
Supply lines are running thin. If they're running a tank, those burn fuel real fast. So... unless they're finding fuel along the way, that tank's going to be just as dead as that Humvee.
The fact that they're even up and operational at this point, this far in, speaks to God's providence from a boy. The only reason I came back here is because I wasn't leaving Doc and Murph like sitting ducks as we continued on. Because I don't know how long it's going to take us to find the rest of our group. That and Cole sick as a dog shitting his pants.
Allegedly.
So, I figured if we regroup back here, we could bring Murph with us, get Doc, start heading back north. We got two towns that they may have gone to, and we've got a heck of a radiation blast that we got to get out and around.
I mean, just flip the coin. We don't know where they're at. We don't even know if they're in those two towns. They could have gone a whole other direction. Once they hit that road, that trail went cold.
Cole, there's women and children. You know that.
I mean, we'll figure out what we got to do, but, we're looking for a needle in a haystack here.
You know, if they got them tanks and they got vehicles, that means they got gas, like he said about the supply lines. Maybe we can get some gas for this damn Homer and now make things easier go west. We could, like my daddy said, we can get two birds with one stone that way. We can get our peoples and also maybe get some gas. Maybe another vehicle if we can take them out. Murph's like, shut up, kid. What do you think we're going to do? The six of us are going to take on an unknown force and get all these refugees back? We don't even know what we're going into. Why don't you just go back to doing the yes, sir, no, sir, and do what you're told?
Hey, Murph, don't be so hard on the kid. And we've already done it once. And you were the same guy who couldn't sleep the last time. After we let that group of refugees just march right by us. And some of those same refugees are in this party.
You're right, Emmett. You're right. I just don't like the idea of us going into any kind of combat situation. I can't do shit.
Hey, can't do nothing about it today. But I wasn't leaving you behind. We're all rallied up together now.
I appreciate you coming back for us, brother. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Now we're gonna disperse out gear. Let's get our ducks in a row. And let's get ready to start pushing north, trying to get on that trail. One of the best things that you could do for us, Murph, is try and help us track this group. There ain't nobody better.
I'll do anything I can do.
Hey, Captain Emmett. Captain Emmett, sir.
Yeah, Harrison.
Murph's kind of an asshole.
Yeah, that's you hit the nail on the head on that one. Thank you, my friend, who points out the obvious. Let's start getting our gear loaded up.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at that.
All right, so as I said, it's afternoon. It's cloudy. And probably in late afternoon. So whatever you guys decide to do, it's going to be heading into evening. So what are you guys planning on doing?
I'm guessing we got two people carrying. One guy in a stretcher. One guy doing survival. One guy doing recon.
Well, my question is Doc, Murph, and Major Winky, have y'all slept? I mean, do we need to rest up? I actually don't remember how many shifts the other three of us went before we got back here.
You guys slept in the night and then the morning, and then you came back. So that's why I was saying, like, whatever you do, it's evening shift. You know what I mean? Like, the next thing you're doing is going to be evening shift because you spent the whole shift of the day technically, like, coming back to here.
And so the assumption is the guys at the Hummer had plenty of time to rest in that time, right?
Yeah, I assume so. They're not going to.
We want to head out undercover at night, or do we want to camp for the night and wait for first light?
Well, I think that we should all just stay here the night and get out at first light. I don't think I'm going to be out there doing jumping jacks anyways.
Yeah, I think you got a good point, Mort. I think you got a good point there, Murph. I'd say we got somebody on watch first shift. Everybody else can rack out. Somebody might be able to try and fish the river here. See if we can't get maybe a couple more rations up. And, I mean, if you guys want to risk it for the biscuit, we can try and drink this water. I don't know what we're dealing here.
Cole would like to scrounge.
Major Winkler would like to make camp.
Okay.
I can take first watch or try to fish. I was always good at fishing back home. But I don't know if it's the smartest thing to eat anything that comes out of that river. I just remember all that damn radiation stuff falling on us when we were up there.
Well, without a Geiger counter, Harrison, basically anything we eat from this point on could be irradiated.
Major Winkler got a nothing and a nothing, and I pushed it for a nothing and a nothing.
That sounds about right.
I would like to scrounge.
Okay. I mean, you're not really in a scrounging area. You know what no. I mean? You could gotcha. Forage. Yeah, like the scrounging is more like, is there actually like buildings and...
I'm wanting the small chance that I find gas and things like that.
No, it's not. Not really. You're not really in that kind of location right now.
Gotcha. Then I will...
I mean, you guys are by water, so you could theoretically fill up your canteens if you wanted to.
He says not at all, sounding like he's setting us up.
Why would I do that? What kind of evil monster do you think I am?
Oh, I'm an evil one. I don't like wire.
Cthulhu, but worse.
But yeah, so whatever it is you guys are doing.
I will fill canteens.
If y'all want, I can take first shift. I'll keep an eye. I'll keep both eyes out. Can I get them their binoculars just in case?
Don't drop them. There you go.
Much obliged.
You were making camp, but you failed, you said, Jeremy?
Yep. All around.
So what is anybody else doing? Because I didn't see any markings on what you were doing. Keeping watch.
I was going to try and fish if nobody was fishing. But if nobody's sleeping either...
Well, I mean, it's also evening, so it's not nighttime yet.
Right, but somebody's got to be awake at the nighttime, so somebody needs to sleep now.
Doc could sleep now.
All right, cool. Doc's sleeping. All right.
He's still got them grenades, right?
Yeah, I mean, do you have stuff for fishing? Let's do this. Let's start with Cole's hunting. Let's start there. Cole.
Yes. I still have my shotgun.
Right.
So I start with a survival, correct?
Yes. But it's supposed to be modified, and I hadn't been doing that.
Looks pretty wooded to me. That's a plus one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Yee.
Do you want to push it?
Yeah, I'm planning on sleeping anyways. So I will simply push the A. Success.
Sweet.
And a stress.
So roll coolness under fire for the stress.
Well, that's right.
Yep, definitely a point of stress. All right. And then you have to roll recon.
Unmodified?
Yes. One success, and now a... well, before you roll the ranged attack, let me roll what it is that you were able to track. Grouse. So... perfect for the shotgun. Now roll your ranged attack roll.
Boom, two success.
There you go. All right, dead grouse. So, yeah, it flies up out of the bush and you shoot it with a shotgun. Fishing. Did you look up how the fishing works then, Emmett? Since we haven't really done that yet.
No, I just read what the fishing.
It's the same. It's the same. You need fishing gear or grenades.
Yeah. You want to use a grenade for your fishing?
I sure do.
That's awesome. All right. So you drop a grenade in the water. Roll a D6.
Six. Of fucking course Emmett rolls a goddamn six for grenade fishing.
Can you roll everything ever?
He's touched, man.
You know what the best part is? Is... it's technically seven because of his cooking thing.
Which is the number of completion.
Can you also roll for when Murph shoots? That would be nice.
Yeah.
I bet you don't hit a tree.
No, I bet you he hits the tree, shoots through it, and hits the other motherfucker in the head. And kills the tree and the man at the same time. Right?
And then the tree falls and kills another guy, and then we have to question whether he made a noise.
All right. And then camping. I think that's the only other thing we gotta... Oh, roll for keeping watch.
Do I get plus one or plus two for the binoculars?
Yeah, you get a plus two for the binoculars.
He's being assisted by Murph. Does that help?
I mean, is he being assisted by the guy that's inside the Humvee?
He's giving him good instruction.
Strapped to a spine board.
Technically, when you're inside a vehicle, you automatically fail those kind of things. So, like, yeah.
I don't need that motherfucker's help.
So give yourself a plus two.
One success.
Nice. Let me deal with the camping thing.
Sorry, guys.
None of this matters because a bear is going to come steal it all later.
Half the food's going to be rotten. Mm-hmm. Yep. Maybe it'll be refugees show up and we'll get the refugees back. Maybe it'll be good luck.
I don't think it works that way.
So Emmett's down, blowing up fish with grenades. Cole comes back with Grouse. You're making camp. A few hours go by into the evening, and Murphy, you and Doc and Harrison and Major Winkler. What are you guys talking about there? Well, let's go with Major Winkler and Harrison and Murphy. What do you guys kind of talk about during that time frame? Because you're near each other, so.
Hey, Major Winkler.
What is it, Sergeant?
What exactly happened with the whole, I don't want to say invasion, with our forward movement? How did everything go to shit? Or where did you egress in? Ingress.
Our objective, we were headed to Lodes, and we just got ambushed and just broke up. They knew more about our movements than we expected them to, and they just came in and tore us a new one.
That's the second time I've heard that. You think they had intel on us?
There's no telling. They could have had intel. I mean, they would have had to expect that we would make another big push, but we just didn't have any more after this one, so they knew they had us on the ropes.
What's your specialty?
My specialty?
Mm-hmm. What are you good at?
I was, I'm pretty good at shooting people. And,
that's always a plus. Me too.
I've been a decent officer. I've led men in combat. I can't say whether I was good at it or not, since I don't have any anymore. But that's what I get for trying to be a little too involved. You know, I was out checking those damn relay stations. And I was out in our, you know, patrolling out in a Humvee, trying to get out a little bit ahead, trying to make sure Second Armored and we can all keep contact with Third Cav, and just, we got sideswiped, you know? They came out of nowhere. Driver and Gunner bit it. And I had to bail out. And I've just kind of been on my own since then. It seems like everything's gone into the wind, and I don't know if you guys have heard about it, but I guess General Torgerson's got something cooking up at Bremerhaven. He's headed home. He's got ships spooling up. I'm not sure what's going on, but I think we all best be headed that way as soon as we can, honestly.
Well, a couple things, Major. First, no offense, but I think the words decent and officer tend to be mutually exclusive in this location. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I'll remember that at your court-martial.
That's fine. As long as I shoot some more motherfuckers before I'm out of here, I'm good with it.
Murphy, all of a sudden you feel like a bite on your back and your neck. Like a bug bite, just like... Tsk.
So he slapped... What the fuck was that?
You reach up and slap, and you pull your hand down and see ants on your hand.
Oh, this shit again?
Doc starts to wake up. He's like, what the fuck, man? Fuck, dude. Shit. Harrison, same thing. Same with you, Major Winkler. Roll coolness under fire. All y'all.
Do they get to use my command?
Yes, they do. So you should tell everybody that. So, yeah.
That they all have an A for command.
For the unit morale.
For the unit morale, yeah.
Sweet. Harrison had two successes.
Murphy?
This leader's a failure.
Only to himself. Only to himself.
Oh, Murph, not so good. Well, he can't move.
That's because he's on a spine board. He can't move.
That fits. What the fuck are with these fucking ants? Again? I can't believe that. Who made this fucking camp? How the fuck did we get ants in the home? God. You gotta be fucking kidding me. I can't move and I got ants crawling all over me. What the fuck next?
Private Harrison, help me push this Humvee out of the way. And Major Winkler goes and puts it in neutral and takes the parking brake off and goes to push it like back a couple feet to try to get it away from whatever ant hill they're on.
Yeah, I'm going to call that the failed making camp roll.
Again.
Nice. But yeah, okay.
Hey, Major, sir.
Yes, Private Harrison.
We, I don't want to call him my friend, but the guy that I was in the tank with, we heard that message on the radio from Captain whatever his name is about
General Torgerson.
Yeah, him. And we were going to try to get over there, but I didn't realize how far that was. I told all these guys about it.
It's a little ways. Yeah. It's a good stretch of the legs.
So it's real? That wasn't just bullshit or them trying to trick us?
I don't think it was them trying to trick us. I don't think that was the kind of information the Russians would have had. And I don't think that would have been their prerogative.
I don't think these guys believed me.
About this point, Cole and Emmett come back. Not necessarily at exactly the same time, but around that time. And you guys find out about the ants fucking everywhere still. So roll coolness under fire. Double successes for Cole.
Cool.
All right. And Emmett. Okay. All right. I guess you take a point of stress then, Emmett.
Murph too. Yes.
Yep. Murph takes a point of stress. Emmett takes a point of stress. Major Winkler takes a point of stress. And we're heading out of the evening. So it's going at night. Sun's down. It's getting dark. You guys are on a ant-infested area. You moved the Humvee. Didn't really seem to fix the problem. What do you want to do?
Can you assholes please stop making camp on ant hills? Can't believe this happened to us twice.
Jeremy says, stand your ass up and make camp yourself for once.
Would that I could.
And you guys are still getting bit up by ants.
Major Winkler is going to try to make camp in a different location.
Okay.
Cole will assist.
I'm going to go jump in that river. Don't you think that'll get them ants off us?
What month is it?
Mark or
it's
May.
Right? It is May 13th. The evening of May 13th. It is a Saturday.
Cole, did you say you were going to assist?
I asked if I could.
Yeah, you can assist that. I'm fine with that. What's everybody else going to do in this nighttime shift then?
I want to jump in the river. Wait, can I? Captain Emmett? Or Major Winker? Winkler?
Winkler.
Can I get radiation if I jump in the river? I want to get these fucking ants off me.
Ugh, God. One success for making camp. All right.
So you're able to pick a new location. You're going to have to move Murph out of the Humvee, though. Or he's still
oh, yeah.
in the Humvee location. Okay.
Yeah. Major Winkler will help carry the stretcher to a new location. He's not opposed to that.
Why don't you just throw me in the fucking river?
Don't tempt me.
Emmett, what are you going to do during the shift?
We don't have a bag big enough. We can find enough rocks, but we don't have a bag big enough.
Well, if the rest of these guys make camp,
Doc's going to try to sleep again.
Captain Peterson, you can get some sleep.
Well, I mean, who's keeping watch if he was helping you making camp?
Do you need to cook?
Private is dipping himself in the river. Who's watching what we're doing?
I guess it's Doc.
Doc didn't get to sleep, though.
No, he did not. But no one's sleeping this shift anyway.
Somebody better damn be sleeping.
Somebody better be keeping watch.
You guys tell me what Doc's doing. That is up to you guys.
Hey, Doc, want to give me a bath in the river?
Hi's Doc is up. Lowe's, he is sleeping. I guess he's up.
He's keeping watch. All right, that works.
That gives Captain Peterson and Harrison time to sleep.
All right, I guess I'll rack out then.
That river, it ain't too cold. That did the trick. I'm going to get some sleep. Thanks for keeping watch, Doc.
Yeah, not a problem, man. Not a problem. He's keeping watch with Merce 50 Cal still. Did you guys eat today?
I remember eating in the derelict tank, yeah. But I can't remember. That was a day ago.
Yeah. I need Cole, Harrison, Emmett, Doc, and Murphy to all roll me some percentile dice.
59.
All right. Harrison will go first.
49.
Harrison got a 91.
All right, Murphy?
Murphy got a 44.
All right, and then who wants to roll for Doc?
Doc got a 42.
That's what I need to know. Cool. Okay. The night goes along, and for those of you that are sleeping, it's pretty uneventful for the most part. Doc's sitting there with the 50 cal, kind of keeping an eye out, looking around. It's cloudy, but you get the impression that every once in a while that there's actually like a moon now. Every once in a while as the clouds will part and then, you know, like you'll be like, oh, okay, cool. You know, like, so you're not going to have those like super dark, dark new moon nights anymore for a little while, but it's cloudy, so it's pretty dark. Other than that, are you guys running the radio at all, or are you just, what are you doing with that?
No. Well, there's the radio in the Humvee. What would you guys have done with the radio in the Humvee?
Probably still in the Humvee right now.
Well, yeah. I mean, just because it's got no fuel, but it still has a battery.
Yeah.
But using it would kill the battery, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah. But that's ultimately kind of, I mean, the thing about the vehicle mounted PRCs is that once you take them out of there, there's no battery pack for them. So it's either vehicle mounted. So if we're leaving the vehicle, might as well burn the battery now.
What if we find gas? My thought is we want to keep the vehicle in working order in case we do come across fuel.
There's ways around that. Because you could kind of fake the alternator by hand turning it for a very long time, or rigging it up to another belt to turn it free of the other belts to charge the battery. So there's ways to do it. It's definitely like some half-assed engineering shit, some like redneck engineering bullshit to make that work, but it's not impossible.
All right, fair enough. I like how you use the PRC. I put the prick in the prick 25.
Oh, it would have been a 19, prick 19. I think. I don't know. We didn't have fancy shit.
Yeah, you're a Marine.
Yeah, they just gave us tin cans and a string. Is what
they just yell over there.
Yeah, just, I don't, Yeah, you use your big boy voice and just yell at him.
All right, so you guys, what was the decision on the radio thing? Are you monitoring the radio or not? I guess was the question.
I don't think we came to a decision. I was arguing to use it. Emmett, Cole, what do you guys think?
Emmett and Harrison are asleep, so whatever y'all do.
Maybe monitor it for an hour or two a night. Does that make sense?
We could, but I don't even know. We haven't even really been keeping track of battery at this point, so I don't know, you know, how quickly in-game it goes away. Yeah.
Well, technically you're supposed to charge it for using it that day. I mean, I would say for turning on, turning off for like a couple hours or something like that. I'll say you can use half a shift of battery power if you do it that way. Like each night. I'm fine with that.
And how many days does that last us?
Well, if you do it, if it's for the day, that's four shifts. So 8 days of having it on for a couple hours each night.
Oh, okay.
That's just me like pulling a number out. You know what I mean? Like four shifts in a day, half shift of radio operating it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's probably okay. A lot more than you would actually get out of the battery, but I don't know. It seems reasonable. But it's also a car battery, you know what I mean? So, like, its charges are going to be larger. Yeah, because right, it's the battery from the vehicle, so that you could do exactly. That for a lot longer from the Humvee.
Okay.
Because, hold on, let me get the battery juice up. Hold on. It's in the player's manual. Car battery powers one large electrical device or up to a dozen small electrical devices. For the day's use, can be charged by plugging it into a running vehicle and a large generator for one shift. So the small battery, I'll say that, yeah. So a dozen small devices. So theoretically, if you're only running it for like half a shift, you'd probably do that for about 24 days of just like 2 hours a day off the car battery.
I think that's our best bet is, you know, somebody every night mans the radio and just listens to see if anything important or significant comes across, any information that we can glean.
Yeah, fuck it. Run the radio. I'm not optimistic that we're going to get to keep this Humvee, so I would probably be more reckless, but I'm okay with half a shift.
Well, my thought is that we would come back here if we decide to go north, which we're going to do, and try to find the refugees and our people, we will come back here eventually and maybe do, you know, try to use the radio again.
Yeah, and we're right on the edge of a river, so that's a bridge crossing.
And it's camouflaged, so it's in a good, it's a good little home base.
I remember the recon roll for it to get camouflaged. It's not camouflaged.
We don't know that.
Well, Major Winkler does because he saw it from the bridge, and also we just moved it.
Actually, so you it's not. Didn't see it from the bridge. They saw you.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Because you didn't make the recon roll.
That's right, because it was garbage.
Yeah, see? But you did just move it, and you were talking about covering it up with other stuff, so go ahead and roll recon roll.
Do I have a bonus?
You do because of the location, so you'll get a plus, hold on, plus one, and then plus another, so plus four.
Plus four?
I'm assuming you were taking your time when you were making camp the first time doing that. Actually, no, just plus one. Yep, just plus one. Sorry.
Now you're just being a tease. Can I push it?
Sure, why not?
One success. All right.
Let me write that down. All right, so the night goes on. It's relatively quiet. You guys can hear the water from the river going down, babbling brook type thing. And Doc's sitting there, runs the radio for a little while just to see if he can hear anything. Those of you that are still up, occasionally just hear. Like, you'll just hear noise, but not really any actual signal. There'll be occasionally like maybe interference coming through, but that's about it. It seems pretty quiet. sun starts to come up. And it is now May 14th. What would you guys like to do?
What are the penalties for not sleeping and not eating a day?
You will take a point of stress. And take a point of stress.
2 points of stress.
Well, no, you just take 1 point of stress for the not sleeping. The not eating, it's after a certain amount of time, you'll have to roll stamina, but you won't be able to heal stress unless you eat and or sleep. And sleep. You have to eat and sleep to heal stress.
Gotcha.
So you're going to take another point of stress for not sleeping. So roll, if you don't sleep, then you have to roll coolness under fire.
Okay.
Doc's going to sleep.
yeah. The major would also like to go to sleep.
Okay.
And he's going to eat some chow before he crashes.
I didn't even roll what the weather was like at night. Oh, yeah, I did. It was cloudy again.
Cloudy with a little bit of moon.
Someone roll me a D6 for weather. Choose amongst yourselves.
I've been rolling like shit, so somebody else take
Brian?
It. Yeah, I'll roll it. A 2.
Still cloudy. All right, so sun starts to come up, and you can just kind of see it in the east, that red color on the clouds. And Doc decides to go to sleep. Major Winkler is going to sleep. Murphy's going to sleep. And what's everybody else doing? Emmett? Harrison? Cole?
I would say Harrison with the binoculars should be keeping watch. I will try and cook the fish.
Okay. Cole, what are you doing?
I'm going to sleep.
Yeah, I guess you didn't sleep. And Harrison's keeping watch. Okay, so we'll need a survival roll from Emmett and a recon roll with a +2 from Harrison.
Cooking, I got a nothing and a nothing.
Do you want to push that roll?
Yeah, I'll push it. Took a point of stress.
Roll coolness under fire. All right, you do not take a point of stress. Harrison, you're reconning and you got 1 success?
1 success.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's mostly uneventful. Yet again, it's pretty quiet. What do you guys want to do? Everyone starts to wake up. Someone roll me a D6 again.
Not it.
Still cloudy.
I have exactly 0 water, so I would like to forage for water.
There's a river right next to us.
Give yourself a +4.
Can we just, everybody fill their canteens?
Give yourself a +4.
2 successes.
Yep, you're able to fill up everyone's canteens. There's a reason why there was still a survival roll with that, Chris.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Because you know what would happen if it would have failed?
Dysentery.
Leptospirosis.
Oh, no, even worse. Even worse.
All right, so you're filling it. So you were foraging. What's anybody else doing?
Harrison's going to eat, and so is Murph.
Yeah, I mean, eating's not a full shift action. Okay. So.
Clean weapons.
Okay. Cole, roll me a stamina roll.
Oh, no. Oh, yes.
Double success. That'll get it.
All right. So how many water rations did you guys, like, what were your totals on that from filling it up?
Major Winkler only has 1 canteen, so everybody else should have full canteens, though.
4.
Well, yeah, it would have been +1.
And then 2 for Cole, right? Because everybody had 4 to start with?
Correct.
Okay, there we go. All right.
Major Winkler, you want one of my canteens?
No, you keep yours private.
I got 4.
No, it's fine. You keep yours. I'll manage.
All right, so you were foraging this shift. What's everybody else doing now? You want to be doing nothing. That's fine, too. You could just be resting, but...
Harrison's going to be doing weapons maintenance. He's going to clean his weapon, and then the... Can he clean the... Did we take the gun off of the Humvee?
Yeah, I think Emmett was carrying it, wasn't he?
Yeah, Emmett already did that.
Yeah.
So, he'll clean that.
Okay.
I just try to make myself useful.
What's anybody else doing? Emmett? Cole?
I mean, I didn't want to head out in the evening, but looks like that's what we're going to do, because we've basically burned a day hee-hawing around here trying to get some sleep, so Major Winkler's already foraging, so we will, I guess I'm going to rest, but it's going to be looking at the map, trying to figure out where we're headed to as far as going north, and trying to get out around the radiation snow that we ran into.
I never asked you this before, but should or can't, or are we just assuming it's happening, but Murph doing like physical therapy with Doc to keep things moving, blood flowing, all that shit?
We actually have talked about that before. Yeah. Okay. But yeah, he's probably doing that kind of thing. Who's on watch?
Cole will keep watch.
Okay. All right. So, Cole, roll a recon roll.
May I use my binoculars?
Sure. You may.
Only 3 successes.
So in the distance, while you guys are cleaning and resting and all that shit, you see a relatively large group of refugees, about 24 of them, headed towards the bridge from the south. What do you want to do? They're probably, hold on. Oof. Wow, you saw him from a real fucking far away. I rolled really goddamn high. Yeah, I mean, you see him about click and a half out. But they're headed north towards the bridge.
So they're coming from the south, coming our way?
Yeah. Like, coming up the road. About 24 of them or so.
I'm going to systematically start waking everybody up. Starting with Emmett. Hey, guys, group of refugees coming from the south. I think we should set up and see. I don't know if there are any hostiles with them. I can't tell, but I can tell they're heading right for us. So we best be prepared. Let's get everybody up.
They're coming right for us.
All right, so you start waking everybody up. And what's your plan? What are you guys going to do? Like, as they get closer, what's your plan?
Couple of us on the first side of the bridge. Couple of us on the other side of the bridge.
Tell you what, let me put you guys on that map. There we go.
That bridge is real big.
Yeah, it is.
We set charges on the structural weak points of the bridge and blow it.
Now? You have to do that right now?
No, I'm kidding.
Cole grabs Harrison, tells him to come with him, and they head kind of to... No real cover on the other side, is there?
There's that one rock.
I just didn't know if that was too far away to really...
Way out there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Harrison to come with him. He heads over that way.
I'm right behind you, Mr. Cole. All
right, so you guys are moving into your position. Each one of these 4 tokens is actually like 6 people, just so that you know. So you guys are positioned here. You technically can't see around those rocks, just letting you know. Well, no, you want to do that, but I mean, either way, like, so you'd be like to the side so you can see them, or are you going to hide behind the rocks?
I would say, well, I'd be, Harrison's on one side prone so he can peek around.
I guess that's also my question. Are you guys trying to hide? Like, are you trying to stay so they can't see you, or are you just...
No, I'm just trying to have cover if things go bad. I am not trying to hide.
Okay. All right, cool. So they start getting closer to the bridge, and as they do, they kind of see you guys. And it looks like they're, like, waving their arms, like, hey. But, you know, you guys are pretty decent distance away. I think you're about 150 meters or so. God damn, 170. So, you know, can't really hear much, but you see them waving their hands.
Everybody involved has such great eyesight.
And... they kind of start picking it up. I asked if you guys were trying to hide, and you said no. So they start walking across the bridge. They look like they're moving pretty fast. You know what I mean? Like, they're not running, but they're definitely walking quickly. Like, with purpose.
Any visible weapons?
Yes. You notice that they have no firearms, but they all have basically, like, clubs and... you know, knives and shit.
I look over to Winkler, kind of giving him a look to see if he wants to take the lead on this one or not.
Yeah, no, he's kind of along for the ride. Captain Peterson, what are you up to? He's sleeping, isn't he?
No, he was resting, but...
No, I was going over the map.
Yeah, I would have riled him up.
Yeah, when you were going around waking everybody up.
So you know there's people coming, Emmett.
Okay, well then I'll move up on this side with Winkler. I will drop prone and have Psalms ready to go.
Okay. So they keep coming.
Cole will take a step out and he will say, whoa, hold on a second. English? Anybody English? Got my M16 in the one hand, but I'm holding it kind of up, like, you know, not in a threatening manner.
All right, yeah. I mean, they're still coming across. They're like, hey, food. We need food. We need food. And they move another 10 meters closer to you guys. What do you do?
And we see their weapons are just
clubs and knives
stuff.
And shit. Yeah, and they're like, they have them in their hands, but they're like, food. Do you have food? We need food.
Whoa, okay. Whoa. Easy. We're kind of lost ourselves. We don't have a whole lot of food going on, but we can figure something
some?
Out.
You have some food?
Where are you guys headed? Settle down.
Do you have some food?
Not enough for all of you, that's for sure.
Give us your food.
What do you mean, give us your food?
Give us your food. They didn't take another 10 meter step forward.
Can I take overwatch?
I would... Okay. Then I will say stop right there.
Harrison follows Cole's lead and aims his weapon at them as well.
Give us your food.
Have they stopped or are they still approaching forward?
Here's the thing. Your gun's pointed at them, so I'm going to say they slowed down a little bit, but that they look like they're hesitating for
Cole fires a warning shot. I don't know how to do that, but I do.
You mark one round off on your character sheet.
Yep.
At the warning shot, Winkler is going to take a step out and address the crowd and go, ladies and gentlemen, my associates here will probably kill you for this food. We have a position of power at this given moment. So you can either fight for food, which you may very well die in the fight for that food, or you can continue down the road and continue to try to hunt and find more food. Persuasion. One success. Can I push that roll?
Jeremy, here's the problem. You should have had a -1 for that.
Oh. I was unaware of that.
I know.
Would you like me to re-roll it?
No, I'll just give them a +1.
Oh, all right.
Does anybody else get the feeling that this is an advance party?
No.
They seem very confident.
I know how the system works, and there's more chaos to it than that. Any threads that are tied together are because Adam ties them.
Yeah, and starving men will do just about anything to feed a belly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeremy.
Mm-hmm.
This roll is going to come down to whether they attack or not.
Yeah. Yeah.
So in other words, it is an opposed roll. And you have the opportunity to push it after this. After I roll theirs, okay?
Okay.
So, if they get one success, it overrides your one success, which then would leave it optional for you to...
To push, and... Okay.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
All right. Just so that... I just wanted to make sure we all knew where this was. All right. Let's see how this goes. One success.
Okay.
So... Basically, that's them yelling back. Like, you know, they're kind of standing there looking at you, and you like, they kind of look at each other like they're like counting their number of people and how many of you guys they are and how close they are to you at this point, because you're only 30 meters, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're within running distance. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, so yeah, go ahead and roll that oppose. You can only push the D6 though.
Right. All right, so it's a single D6.
Mm-hmm. That's exciting.
Holy shit! Holy shit! Holy crap, you did it!
Fuck yes!
Oh, man.
Fuck yeah. Fuck.
Yeah, you kind of see them and like they're sizing you up and you like they look over at you and what does Major Winkler look like when they look back at him? Because I'm assuming it's like they're looking at Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, Major Winkler walks out and he's staring at them and he hasn't even drawn his sidearm yet. So he's just standing there and he's got his hands down by his sides and he's giving them this fucking stare and certainty. And he goes, gentlemen, I guarantee that you may get all of us. You may get us. But who's going to be the first to die? Because one of you, the first man out that gate, dead. Who's it going to be? And he's just standing there like fucking Gary Cooper waiting to draw his sidearm.
And they turn and walk back across the bridge.
Jeremy, I swear I cocked my head like a dog when you finished saying that. I was like, what?
It was stupid. I don't know what the fuck I was saying. I hope Adam cuts it.
My dumbass thought it was Shakespeare.
I bite my thumb at you.
Dost thou bite thy thumb at me?
I dost bite my thumb.
On this St. Crispin's Day.
Oh, Jesus.